Welcome back to the lab, to the LGBTQ community, the traditionalists, and everyone afraid to ask the question. In 2026, opening this file is like touching the third rail of a subway track. The culture wars have turned this topic into a minefield. If you say yes, you are labeled a bigot. If you say no, you are labeled a heretic. But as a systems researcher, I cannot make decisions based on feelings or social pressure. I have to look at the manufacturer's specifications. We are not talking about hate, we are talking about design. In engineering, if you use a component in a way it wasn't designed for, it might work for a while, but eventually it causes system friction. So we are going to perform a compatibility audit on human sexuality. We are asking, what was the architect's intent for the hardware? Section 1.0, the hardware specs, binary architecture. When we look at the biological source code, Genesis 1 and 2, we see a clear architectural pattern. The design: God created humanity as a binary system, male and female. He didn't create them as identical units. He created them as complementary components. The input-output logic: biologically, the male and female bodies are designed to interface. They fit together. The system integration: the result of this specific interface is life. The reproductive system is the only system in the body that is incomplete in a single individual. A digestive system works alone. A circulatory system works alone. But the reproductive system requires a counterpart to function. The conclusion: the hardware itself testifies that the design is male plus female. Any other configuration attempts to override the biological logic of the machine. Section 2.0, the definition of sin, the glitch versus the user. Most people think sin means being a bad person, but the Hebrew word for sin, chata, literally means to miss the mark. It is a trajectory error. It means deviating from the design specs. The love is love argument. The culture argues, if two people love each other, how can it be wrong? The logic check: in a system, emotion does not validate function. I can love driving my car off-road at 100 miles per hour, but if the car was designed for the highway, I am going to destroy the suspension. The feeling is real. The damage is also real. The biblical data: the Bible is consistent from the Old Testament law, Leviticus 18, to the New Testament, Romans 1. It classifies same-sex behavior not as gross, but as outside of design. It is listed alongside adultery, greed, and gossip as evidence of a system that has decoupled from its creator. Section 3.0, the born this way paradox. This is the most common objection. But I didn't choose these feelings. I was born this way. As a Christian, I actually agree with you. We are all born with corruptions. The doctrine of original sin, system corruption. The Bible teaches that the entire human operating system crashed in Genesis 3. Since then, every user comes out of the box with glitches. Some are born with a predisposition to anger, hardware issue. Some are born with a predisposition to alcoholism, chemical issue. Some are born with a predisposition to greed or lust, the logic failure. Just because a desire is natural to you does not make it correct. If I am born with a short temper, I don't say, I am an rageaholic, this is my identity, celebrate me. No, I recognize it as a bug, and I ask the admin to help me manage it. We cannot use I was born this way as an excuse to keep running broken code. That is exactly why we need the Savior. Section 4.0, the identity crisis. You are not your glitch. The biggest tragedy today is that we have convinced people to build their entire identity around their sexual desires. We have taken a behavior and turned it into a user profile. The Christian update: when you come to Jesus, He doesn't just patch your software, He gives you a new identity. You are not gay or straight. You are a child of God. If you struggle with same-sex attraction, that is your struggle, not your name. If you struggle with pride, that is your battle, not your label. The moment you define yourself by your desires, you are enslaved to them. The moment you define yourself by the designer, you are free to resist them. Section 5.0, Conclusion, The Reformat. Is homosexuality a sin? According to the designer's manual, yes. It is a deviation from the binary design. But here is the critical data point you cannot miss. So is pride, so is greed, so is looking at pornography. The church has often made the mistake of treating this one sin as the unforgivable error while ignoring the plank in its own eye. That is a data hypocrisy. The offer, Jesus didn't come to condemn the people with glitches, he came to reformat the hard drive. He offers a new creation. He doesn't promise that the feelings will vanish instantly, but he promises that his power is greater than your desires. You don't have to change yourself to come to him. You come to him, and he changes you. The compatibility check failed, but the grace update is ready to install. This is the Quantum Disciple, signing off.